David, what kind of a year was it this last year as president of GCA?
Well, I hope as people look back on it, they'll think it was a good one. I really enjoyed the opportunity to serve as president this past year's Georgia Cattlemen. You know, we're really fortunate. We've got a great group of people there in our office and in Macon, and they can really make everybody look good, whoever comes into that position as president. You've got a super group who served as on the EC committee. We've got a great group of regional vice presidents, and then the membership. I mean, we are a membership-driven organization, but fortunately, we've got a group there in Make and staff-wise that's dedicated and they're passionate, and they really want to see cattlemen in the state succeed. So I hope as people look back on it, they'll see it as a successful year. I certainly feel like we've gotten a lot of things done, I feel like. A lot of things, it's kind of hard to put a dollar value on them, but I think preparing for the future, we've gotten some things done this past year I feel real good about. And maybe as big as anything we've gotten accomplished was maybe the organization of our Young Cattlemen's Council, and something that I really wanted to see come together from a few years ago. And we had an opportunity to get that kicked off at our summer conference back at Callaway Gardens back in the summer, and had a young group of people really stepped up and wanted to see that program come together. And they've taken it, they've run with it, they've organized, and now they're in the process of recruiting. But I think it's going to be a great opportunity for young people here in the state to gain some educational opportunities by being involved in this organization, and most importantly, develop some leadership skills to lead our organization into the future.
For somebody out there that is not a member, or maybe they've been a member and thought about dropping their membership, wondering what their dollars are doing for them or how it all works, what would you say to somebody like that?
I'd say for the investment of $50, for what you get for that $50 is an unbelievable value. I mean, you get representation through our staff and our partners here in the state, in Atlanta, in Washington, in Denver, with things that affect our industry and affect the continuity of our industry. But not only representation in those areas, but you get a great magazine, a great publication, which I really feel is one of the best livestock publications that's put out by any state cattlemen's organization in the country. You get a lot of valuable coupons that come with that as well, with some partners here in the state who have chipped in and offered over $1,000 worth of services through those coupons in with your membership. But I think when you look at all the other programs and services GCA is able to offer in addition to that, we help with the Georgia bull test. We have two bull test stations. We have two herd sales that we offer each year. We have the Emerging Leaders Conference. We've got our summer conference. We've got beef short courses. And, of course, we've got our annual convention here in April and Perry each year. So, you know, the important thing I think about that money is that the money's being put to good use. I mean, we are membership-driven organization. I can assure you every dollar that goes in that organization is being spent wisely, and it's being spent for the benefit of our membership.
Bottom line, you've enjoyed your time serving in this industry, I can tell.
Absolutely. It's one of the highlights of my career. Boy, it's kind of a bittersweet moment to step away from it, but I've really enjoyed it. I've had a great support crew there at the office with our staff, family, my EC members, the membership here in the state, but it's time to step on. And we've got a great crew coming on. Melvin Porter will do a super job as the next president. We've got a great group of young people coming up through our junior program and our YCC program and our cattle women as well. So leadership in the state's in great hands, and I'm looking forward to being a part of it still in the future.